Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. So, everybody likes to be a comedian, right? 27 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Scott Arno. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Scott is, can find him online at The Security Advocate. Scott is a highly credentialed, almost uniquely credentialed cybersecurity expert and legal, with a legal background as well. Scott, thanks again for being here. China is in the news again with doing their own stuff that we were just talking about. Facebook mucking around with our privacy data. China's up to some stuff too, aren't they, again?
Yeah, I guess the polite term would be shenanigans. the not-so-polite way of putting it would be that they're basically attacking third-party systems to steal client data. In English, what that means is they're going after various, primarily it's software firms, to try and hack in not the firm itself, but into their client data. There's apparently quite a few of them. Back in December, it was reported that IBM and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise were hit, again, going through them to target their clients. They both duly reported, you know, the usual, well, we don't know that anything bad was stolen. We don't believe so. And actually, Hewlett-Packard sort of gave a no-comment type of response along with the usual, security is of paramount right. importance to us, et cetera, et cetera. Most recently, just this week, it was reported that they targeted a Norwegian-based firm called Visma, which, again, has quite a few clients, some with very, very high visibility, high secrecy. And, again, supposedly they caught Chinese intelligence trying to break in. The unit in Chinese intelligence in particular is called APT-10. They're trying to break in. It's supposedly part of China's Ministry of State Security. And, of course, there's no publicly available way to even contact that entity. Mm-hmm. So,
Is Huawei... part of this intrigue?
It hasn't been tied together directly publicly.
Remind us who Huawei is.
Huawei is a company based out in China that develops a lot of sort of the tools you barely notice are sitting right in front of you, like routers and things like
right,
that.
Right, right, right. But they're one of, if not the biggest in the world.
Yeah. And there have been a number of questions about, wow, why are we using their stuff? It looks like the state has some influence over what they're putting together, and there might be some questions about the devices being handed out being compromised. That's and, the thing, a really yeah, effective attack.
Compromise in that they know what you're doing, folks. That kind of compromise.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. A lot of these products, you know, they work just fine. The idea is that they're stealing from you in the background. And that's the thing. If somebody's breaking into your house, they're not going to try and make a lot of noise. They're going to try and be nice and quiet and stealthy and steal your stuff and leave without you ever noticing they were there. Uh-huh. And, I mean, there have already been some alerts put out with Huawei with U.S. government. And obviously, as usual, China, no, we didn't do anything. Yeah, okay, uh-huh. The CloudHopper campaign, which is it's noted it's been running through about 2014 and still going strong, has targeted quite a few of these firms. And keep in mind, third-party risk is a huge thing. Sometimes we don't think about it, but the companies we contract with, yeah, there's risk there. I mean, you think back to the Target data breach a few years ago that was one of the first, you know, big news data breaches. That happened through a vendor.
That's right.
They got hit through their the HVAC vendor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for a lot of us now, we might put something up in storage, and we don't necessarily think, okay, they gave us the contract. I guess that's good. The thing is, sometimes the contract terms aren't so wonderful, and often if you're dealing with a larger company, you can't do much about the contract terms, which is problematic. There are things you can do which can protect your own data. There are, for example, companies which will basically allow you to encrypt your data before you send it off to the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
you,
that's
you can
not
also
a bad
encrypt
thing
your
to do.
Wi-Fi. You can also encrypt your Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Well, your Wi-Fi should always be encrypted. That's running through a wireless router. The most current encryption is something called WPA3, which just came out in June of this past year. And that's the Wi-Fi Protected Access 3. That's on the newer routers. The older ones will probably have WPA2, right, which someone like China will be able to break.
The other thing that I do is when I travel, I don't use other people's Wi-Fi. I only use myself. I only use my cell connection.
Yeah, and cell connection is much more secure, especially if you don't know the Wi-Fi you're logging into. That's really dangerous.
I don't use it. My cell connection is too fast. It's just not necessary. Hey, Scott, good job today. Thanks for the good reports. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thanks
so
much.
We can always turn to Scott to give us a report on what's going on. Folks, I know some of this stuff we talk about seems like it's a little in the weeds, a little bit not part of your world, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's impacting you, and I want you to know about it. I'm going to continue to report on it as long as I draw breath, because I think we need to know about it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.